Blog Talk Radio.
Bibles to Proverbs, verse 5, and I will read there for a moment. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. That's why I'm here to tell you to obey God. Leave evil alone, whatever you're doing. In the book of Isaiah, I think 28 and 10, it tells you different rules. Here a little, you get it here a little, and there a little. And you learn that way. I have read to you from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. I hope our Father will bless you with an understanding of his words that have been read to you. Now, I would like to say a prayer with you. And also, let me just say to you, I see something that's popped up on my screen. Says, we've been receiving reports of the host having trouble connecting via Skype. Well, let me just tell you all, you sheep, I am so thankful for you listening, but I do not have Skype. I do not want the sheep to see what I look like. And you know what? It disappeared and came back again. I don't know why. It's got to stop. The Lord will bless me one day to take this computer to the shop and have it repaired. Now, let us pray. And let's just thank God for everything. Our Father in heaven, thank you. This is the time that you have made. let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father, for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us, sheep, that is, and to the rest of your sheep. Out of all the people in the world, you have chosen me to feed your sheep. Bless me, Father, to do your will. And I thank Blog Talk Radio for giving me the ability to try and do what you told me to do, and that is to feed your sheep. And I hope all of the people listening to me, whatever I say, they will understand what is being said. Thank you, Father, for using me. Thank you for giving me courage. Thank you for giving me a sound mind and excellent health and prosperity. Thank you, Father, for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from us here in Detroit, Michigan. That's where I live, and I hope, hopefully, you will know that and not need Skype to find me when it's time for you to place us in Israel where we belong. I thank you for all that you have done for us in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus Christ, I pray. I have, before I get into today's lesson, it says that I will read to you from Romans chapter 5, but I read Romans chapter 5 last week. I am trying to read as much of the Bible as fast as I can because I never know when my Father in heaven may call me. I recently got sick maybe 10 months ago, 8 months ago, I don't know. And it just happened. It happened in a moment. It's like in the twinkling of an eye. You can be gone if it is our Father's will. You will not be able to move or even talk for that matter. Let me just say that. Let me tell you, sheep, this is just for your information in case you don't know. I'm going to tell you that Columbus did not set foot in America. I learned that back in the 1980s. I think it was 84 and 85 when I was trying to get some education at the college level. I was told that Christopher Columbus landed in the Cayman Islands. He did not set foot in America. I asked my instructor, do you mean he did not come to Florida or any place like that? And he said he did not set foot in America. So that's another lie that the white man has taught us. And when we had our test, if we did not say it correctly or what they thought, then we would get it wrong. I'm telling you, this is what my instructor said, where I paid him hundreds of dollars to learn this, and I'm sharing it with you all. I hope you don't mind. Another thing that I want to share with you, I was wondering where hurricanes and storms originate. I got off the computer under, what is it saying, Nature News, worldnews.com, that 85% of the United States hurricanes come from Africa. That is, they land on the East Coast. You know, you don't hear about too much of the Pacific Coast hurricanes happening. But, excuse me, I'm having the burp. I don't know why I'm having to burp, but maybe I think that I heard that if when you're learning something new, that's why you begin to burp. And maybe I am learning something new. Another thing that I want you sheep to know, and this is about me, and before that, I'm going to read the Ten Commandments to you before I get into today's lesson. And I'm going to read Romans, started reading it, Romans chapter 6. But I want you to know that my employer sent me an email on August the 11th of this year saying that American Transparency in Boca Raton, Florida, wanted to know certain things about me. They wanted to know the retiree's name, and I am retired. They want to know my pension amount and the date that the retiree retired. Now, I don't know anyone in Boca Raton, Florida. I don't know anyone in Florida. I don't know what they plan to do with that information about me, but I will ask God to take care of them for me. And if they're going to send me money, they have my address. You know, my employer said that whatever they ask, the Freedom of Information Act, they provided that to them. So I wonder who will have that type or want that type of information about me. I wonder why. I don't want, well, maybe I will want some information on them. Let me read to you the Ten Commandments. Commandment 1, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Number 2, thou shalt not make unto you any graven images or any likeness of anything that is in the heavens above or is in the earth beneath or that is in the water underneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity, iniquities mean sin, of the fathers upon the children, upon the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. You know, like I said in Isaiah chapter 28, verse 10, you learn here a little and there a little in the Bible, you know. Number 3 of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. That vain means uselessness or worthlessness. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that take his name in vain. The first commandment says, remember the Sabbath day. And that's what I'm doing. You know, this Sabbath starts on the evening time, and it is in the days according to the Bible, in Revelation, I forget which chapter, but it starts from the evening until the night, I think. That is the next day. So that's why I'm starting it now, this Sabbath day now. It is evening time. So for I'm saying that it will be the Sabbath is on a Saturday. It's supposed to start right now and end tomorrow evening. That is Sabbath. Now, verse 4 of the Ten Commandments says, oh, by the way, I want you to read Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. And that is where you will find the Ten Commandments. Right now, I am at the fourth commandment. It says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the seventh Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor the strangers that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and the earth and the seas and all that in them is, and rested on the seventh day. Wherefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Hallowed means he made it holy. So Saturday is a holy day, and what you should do on that day is rest. The fifth commandment says, thou shalt honor thy mother and thy father, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The sixth commandment says, thou shalt not kill. The seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. That is, be faithful to your spouse. Don't try to go and get another man or another woman. Be faithful. You have that commitment to your spouse. And adultery is not having sex with another person. The only person you should have sex with is your spouse. The eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal. What do you not understand? You should understand that. And if you don't understand, I'm asking you, what do you not understand? Contact me through Blog Talk Radio. Just as you are reporting that I am having a host is having connection problems with Skype, you know, contact them and they will tell me what problems you are having with not understanding the Ten Commandments. Number 9, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. You're not supposed to lie on your neighbor. The Ten Commandments, the tenth commandment is, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. That is, why should you covet his house? Why should you be envious of his house? Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. Covet means envious. Why should you be envious of his wife? You have your own wife. Nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass. An ass is only a donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. Those are the Ten Commandments, and I want you sheep to know that. I have told you that before. Now, let me tell you who I am before I start reading Romans chapter 6. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath to all of you who are listening. The only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy. Remember, it says, remember the Sabbath day to keep holy. You'll find this in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Read it for yourself. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Sabbath observance starts Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. I want you sheep to have the three P's, that is your pen, pencil, and paper, just in case you want to jot down anything that or scriptures that I state, or so that you can look it up at a later time. Welcome to Sabbath School. Hopefully you will learn something. Now let's start reading. Well, let me just say, because I will not read it to you tonight, chapter 5 of Romans, it says in it, you are justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And another thing that I want you to remember is that as sin had reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. What you can do is go back to Romans chapter 5 and read it for yourselves. Now, let's start reading Romans chapter 6. It says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? We know you not that so many of us as were baptized unto Jesus Christ, baptized unto his death, therefore we are buried with him by his baptism unto death, that likewise as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of his Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that his body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we shall not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Verse 8, Now, if we be dead with Christ, believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, died no more. Death has no more dominion over us. So death don't rule over us anymore, because we have died with Christ. Verse 10, for in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye that you also be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies, ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield your members as instruments of an unrighteous unto sin, but yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments unto righteousness unto God. Verse 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know you not that whom you yield yourselves servant to obey, his servant ye are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmities. Infirmities mean illness of sickness of your flesh. For you have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity. Even so, now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. Verse 20, for when you were the servants of sin, you were freed from righteousness. What fruit have you then in those things whereof you were now ashamed? From the end of those things in his death. But now being made free from sin and become servants of God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, that is the reading of chapter 6. Now, let's move on to Romans chapter 7. Again, I'm trying to read as much to his sheep as I can, because I don't know when our Father would say, Sandra, it is time for you to come, or when he calls me home. I'm trying to do his will, and I hope he will tell me, well done, because I am doing what he said to do, feed his sheep. And I didn't know how to do it except for to try and read the Bible to you as best as I can. Now, let us start reading chapter 7. For you know you not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law. Know that the law had dominion over men as long as he liveth. For the woman which has a husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loose from the law of her husband. And I hope you sheep understand that. The woman was bound to must follow the law, but her husband, she is loose from that law if her husband is dead. So then, if while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she be called an adulteress. But if her husband is dead, she is free from the law. She is free from that law. But that she is no longer an adulteress, though she be married to another man. So that if your first husband is not dead, then you are called an adulteress. But if your husband is dead and you marry again, you are not an adulteress. That's what I'm getting the understanding from that, reading that. Verse 4. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also be come dead to the law by the body of Christ, that we should be married to another, even to him whom is raised from the dead, that should bring forth fruit unto God. Verse 5. For when we were in the flesh, the notion of sins which were by the law did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. But now we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held, that should serve in the newness of the Spirit and not in the oldness of the old letter. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law, for I had not, but by, let me read, verse 7 again. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law, for I had not known lust except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. But sin, taking occasion by the commandments, wrought means shaped or formed. Taking occasion by the commandments, wrought me all manner of concupiscence. For without the law, sin was dead. For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandments came, sin revived, and I died, that sin was brought into the world. That's what I think it means, and he died. And the commandments, which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandments, deceived me, but by it slew me. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and good. When then, let me do this again, to my computer is coming back. When then, that which is good made death unto me, God forbid, but sin that is, but sin that it might appear sin worketh death in me by the law which is good, that sin is by the commandments might become exceedingly sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold unto sin. For sin which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that I do not, but what I hate, that I do. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that is good. Now then, it is no more that I do, but sin dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is, excuse me, everyone. I didn't mean to belch, I just did. For verse 18, for I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. Verse 19, for the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Verse 20, now if I do not, let me read verse 20 again. It says, now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but the sin that dwelleth in me. I find then the law, that when I would do good, evil is present in me, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members warring against the law of my flesh and bringing me into captivity of the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, whom shall be deliver? Excuse me. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. I have read to you chapters 6 and 7 of Romans. Now, let us have a closing word of prayer. Father, we seek come to you as humble as we know how, thanking you for watching over us in our sleep and protecting us from the evil one and his followers, his hands. Thank you for protecting us. In Jesus' name, better known as Jesus. Steve, I want you to go to Amazon.com and purchase my book that I have written for your enjoyment. I have written The Pathing. You will enjoy that book, as well as The Broken Father and The Unseen. Those
help
books
your children
are not religious books. They are just,
and don't let them fall by the side of the road.
A little bit about me, you can understand.
Love one another. That heaven might find
in
a place
what
in their heart.
Remember, to
Jesus,
I want you to read
His love.
I want you
He
to
won't
read
let
read
you down.
We've
got to walk on.
Ezra 9 and 2.
Walk on through.
I want you, young black
temptation.
No, that you
love
God
and His wisdom.
And that's why you are
here.
We'll
be our open hand.
Also,
I know the truth.
I think if
and His word
will
be our salvation.
Lift
up our hearts to be thankful and glad.
Ezra,
Jesus,
is you
carry? He won't let you down.
That's why they
love.
And when I
to die.